Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Hey, Sir Elton, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Morag Barrett, great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the leader over at Sky Team, S-K-Y-E Team. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her. She's the author of co-author of a new book called The Future Proof Workplace, along with Linda Sharkey. Just out now, and so Morag, congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
They can find that by just typing in the name, right? Futureproofworkplace.com?
They can. It's all good retailers, but if they go to our website, futureproofworkplace.com, then they've got a special 40% discount because they know us. So
good deal.
Check us out. Otherwise, every bookstore has it.
Sounds good. Check it out, folks. So we're talking about some of the main elements that people need to be thinking about to future-proof their workplace. And again, she's talking, this is a truly 21st century approach to the workplace, folks. It's technology and how people, and you can't talk about this, Morag, you can't not talk about future-proofing the workplace without talking about the millennials. Because they are, they are going to be, you talked about the virtual workers, they're going to be a big part of that, aren't they?
And we won't be long before the millennials are passé, and we're talking about Generation Z. There you go. The onward march of time is going on there, Jim.
So talk to us about all that. Pull that together for us.
Well, I think when you think about millennials especially, I think they particularly underpin our third element in the book, which is the organizing principles. You remember in the good old days, every company had to have a vision and a mission statement. You might remember they had posters on the wall, we're customer-centric, et cetera.
Right.
We want to be number one in. And but if you took away the branding, they were all vanilla saccharine statements that could have reflected anybody and anything.
Right.
Well, the 21st century and what millennials are looking for is a connection with something bigger than themselves. So whether that's a connection with their team, but certainly a connection and a legacy that they're leaving in the community. So what's the purpose of your organization? How are you giving back? How are you contributing to solving some of these complicated problems that we have in society right now? Don't just treat me like a number. Don't just treat me like a transaction. So organizing principles are the third element of a 21st century future-proof career and a future-proof workplace.
Well, you alluded to something there that your people are going to expect from you, and that's to stand for more than just selling stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's also connects back to the culture. What does your company stand for? What are the values of this business?
Exactly. Values are important. All this soft, fluffy stuff that has been dismissed in the past is coming to the fore because it's the soft skills that help us to achieve the hard results.
Well, that's exactly right. And that may be the thing that holds together that you'll have to try to spread across your operation, your in-house, under your roof employees and your contractors and your virtual workers. You talked about contractors earlier. I've got a lot of contractors too, but some of your employees are not going to be contractors. They're going to be employees, but they won't be under your roof. They'll be virtual workers, maybe on the other side of the world.
Yep, which brings us to the fourth element, which is the importance of relationships. And back in 2012, Google did some research to understand what makes for a high-performing team in their organization. They described the 20th century idea that throw the smart people together and everything's going to be fabulous. Well, it obviously wasn't always the case.
Right.
And what they found was it's the quality of the relationships that determine success or mediocrity. And so the same goes whether we're on a virtual team or an intact team, whether we are contractors or W-2s, we need to focus and provide opportunities to build relationships up, down, and across through our organizations because that's the glue that holds us together, but it's also the oil that lubricates and ensures successful outcomes.
Technology is a big part of your new book too, but how, and I think everybody gets that pretty well, but how do we blend the analog humanity with the digital high tech and come up with a good result. Isn't that going to be our challenge?
Well, we see all the headlines right now about artificial intelligence and how we're going to get replaced by robots, and that may be the case, but on the basis it doesn't recognize Bluetooth still struggles with my accent, I have a feeling I've got a couple of years left before I'm obsolete. But technology was always owned by IT, and it was kept again at an arm's length, but we're all in the digital business. And if we don't embrace technology, don't just buy the widget and then see it languish, you have to focus on the human interface, whether that's your employees and training and helping them to use the technology so they can collaborate with their virtual team members, right, or helping your customers and making sure that the interface that they're using is user-friendly. If we don't pay attention to that, then technology can become a disabler versus an enabler in terms of helping us to be more efficient and effective in our roles.
Well, we also have to remember that 100% of our employees who we're requiring to use our technology are also 100% analog, not the least bit digital.
Yes.
We have to remember
that.
Yeah.
May I quote that next time?
You may. And hey, Morag, I need the website again, please.
So the website for the book, futureproofworkplace.com, and the website for me is skyteam.com.
Hey, Morag, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim. Thanks. Bye.
See you next time. Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.